You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. All right, let's play a PSA before we get into things. Let's listen to Ride Your Bike with music.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active,
in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends.
Okay. Oh, maybe. Okay. Glad we're here. Okay. So this weekend was the Tinashe teaser touchdown thing. And let's play a few songs that I think have been slept on. This is Getting No Sleep by Tinashe. Let's listen to this first. I kind of like the production on this, and it's kind of groovy. So let's listen to this. Hopefully it's clean, because otherwise we're going to have some issues. But all good. All good. Whatever.
Knew you'd be here two nights straight. Let yourself in at the gate. Big house got extra space. No bra, Santa smells like cake. All gold teeth and all gold ace. Said this Friday like different nights and vibe. Take you outside, we'll be seen every time. Flick me up, I'm fitted up. So pretty, no bad side. Not a dog, but it's in me. Take a shot, suck a Lindsay. We ain't getting no sleep, no, no. 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 I've been working all week, yeah, yeah. I've been doing OT, yeah, yeah. Early mornings come quick, yeah, yeah. Don't be calling in sick, yeah, yeah. All week long, keep pressure high. Got you whipped off, quick replies. I'll admit I still get shy. Overwhelmed been overdrive. So I'm like, how does it feel to be f***ing me? And how does it feel to be the one that I'm f***ing with? How does it? We ain't getting no sleep, no, no. 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 I've been working all week, yeah, yeah. I've been doing OT, yeah, yeah. Early mornings come quick, yeah, yeah. Don't be calling in sick, yeah, yeah. Head to doing Versace, yeah. Take it back to the lobby, yeah. I look better on natural, yeah. Early mornings so casual, yeah. We ain't getting no sleep, no, no. We ain't getting no sleep, no, no. We're just living instead. We can sleep in the dead. So pretty, no bad side. Not a dog, but it's in me. Take a shot, suck a Lindsay. We ain't getting no sleep, no, no. 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 I've been working all week, yeah, yeah. I've been doing OT, yeah, yeah. Early mornings come quick, yeah, yeah. Don't be calling in sick, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. I actually like that song. Obviously, Nasty is pretty good and popular, too. And so I guess we'll take the episode in this kind of direction. Here's my story for this week, okay? I sort of realize that I don't really know what I want. And what ends up happening is you end up, when you don't know what you want, you end up chasing things that you think you want. And once I finally got one of those things, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want this anymore. And some other things happen, and I sort of realize I need to set some boundaries, maybe, and guidelines for, like, what I want. And that means maybe being okay with making sacrifices. When you have certain things you want to achieve or things that bring you fulfillment, you can't do everything. So you need to pick a few, and you need to stick to them. And you need to stick to them because they provide something for you. And that's kind of where I am right now. But there's always trials and tribulations when it comes to this kind of thing, because you're constantly surrounded by people who are better than you in something. So, for instance, people who are better than you in school, who have better grades. That was always a big sticking point for me. I had this perfectionist obsession with grades, and I'm slowly breaking out of that. And that's one of the things that I think has been an issue for me recently. But in other ways, too, I realized I don't really know if I want this, what I have, and what I've gotten, I guess to say. I recently got some things that I wanted to do or bring me fulfillment, and I realized I don't really want those anymore, and I don't want to continue doing these things in the same way. And yet, at the same time, I want some things, or I want to do some things, and they're just like, the too many things have to align right to get them done. Does that make sense? Too many things have to align to achieve these things. And so sometimes you have to cut your losses, and you have to set boundaries, and you have to say, like, I can't have this, but I can compromise and I can do this instead. For instance, if you want to start a business, you can't, I mean, you can say, like, oh, I'm going to start a $1 billion company, but I'm saying, like, to expect that is probably not healthy. Although that's not a great example, even, because there are a lot of things that go into that that I think you can force to align right. But there are other things. If you're trying to do things with other people, like groups of people, sometimes it just doesn't work because you can't control all these individual people and their behaviors. And so anyways, what I'm starting to say is that I ended up sort of realizing, like, I need to keep some distance from certain people. I need to set some boundaries with people. And I need to focus on myself and do things that I like doing. I don't need to constantly stretch myself thin, not only with other people, but with myself, doing things that I don't even really want. I can't pinpoint what I want about them or want to do. I just do them. Not even because I have to, but because other people are doing it or because I feel like I should be doing it. So that applies academically and professionally and in personal life as well. And I think that what's come out of that is something where I feel more fulfilled with what I like to do and having a better gauge on what I value as, like, success and fulfillment, et cetera, whatever. Anyway, the next song is On and On. This is by Piri and Tommy. I don't really love their stuff too much, but this song is pretty well known. I think this one went viral on TikTok as well, and it kind of has a similar production style, maybe, I would say. So this is On and On. It's going to take a minute to load, but in a minute, it'll be available, and then we can play. So this is from an English duo, Piri and Tommy, and I hope you enjoy.
Go on and on and on and on and on and on. Go outside, they're outside, but the feet move on and on and on and on.
Okay, hopefully you like that. Okay, anyway, so I like that song. It went viral for various reasons. I think it did go viral on TikTok. I just feel like it's a very familiar song. So they have some other good songs. I won't play them yet. We will play one later. Yeah. Fun. So that'll be fun. But in the meantime, let's go into some other songs. So we have... there's this artist called Canel that I like. But we can play them. I also do want to play Cowgirl Clue. So there's a song from Cowgirl Clue. Cowgirl Clue has an album called Icebreaker. And in that album, she has one that I like. But I also like some other songs from her. So let's think about this. We have options. Okay. We have options. But I also do want to play a Raven Lanae song. So Raven Lanae was also at the show this weekend, and so I want to play a song that I really like from her. This also went viral on TikTok. Sorry. I know. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm playing a lot of TikTok songs, but, it's a good song. Okay, this is Sticky by Raven Lanae. Another thing I will say about her is she's really good live. She can perform live, and she's very good at singing live, so I kind of dismissed her as, like, a TikTok artist, but she really can sing very well, so please enjoy. Oh, looks like we're having some technical issues. Let's try this again.
Oh,
Yay! Okay. That was a good song from her, but let's go back to Pink Pantheress for a minute. Well, not back, but in previous episodes, I did talk about Pink Pantheress a little bit. But we'll first play Nasty's Match My Tweak remix, which is really good. It's by Jane Remover. Well, it's by Tinashe, obviously. It's the original song, but it's just so good. Jane Remover does a remix, I believe. So it's good. It's just so good. I don't know why. It's really good. So here it is. Yay! Okay, that was good, and I feel like that's a very Pink Panther. It's not. Okay, here's Pink Pantheress, whatever. All right, sorry. Sorry, I had to play Pink Pantheress. I love Pink Pantheress, so I feel like this is fitting. Thank you.
us. They say I should be honest more. One day, I'm sure I'll figure out the reason I was telling us for.
How's everyone doing today? Probably decent. Sorry, 1 minute. Okay, so okay, life is really confusing right now, but all good. All good. Totally fine. We're gonna keep pushing on. We're going to continue. Recently, I've been reading... Well, let's talk about the books later, okay? There was a song by Tate McRae and Troye Sivan a while ago, and it's actually kind of the same vibe, sort of, more mainstream. What is it called? It's called You. It's not clean. You can't play it on the radio, but there is a clean version, and so that's what we're going to listen to now. This was, like, produced, DJed, whatever, by Regard, who makes some other stuff that's well-known, but, so that's why it doesn't really sound like a traditional production from these two, but, yeah, I think it's good, but it was very of the time, I feel like, and I don't know. Yeah. Now I listen back, and I'm like, I'm not sure if I love this, but here it is.
Chance to try. How can I be sorry if I don't know the crime? I should be mad because you never told me why. Still, I can't seem to say goodbye. Ooh, yeah. When I try to fall back, I fall back to you. Yeah. When I talk to my friends, I talk about you. Yeah. When the Hennessy's all I see is you. It's you. You.
say goodbye. Ooh, yeah. When I try to fall back, I fall back to you. Yeah. When I talk to my friends, I talk about you. Yeah. When the Hennessy's strong, I see you.
Yay! Okay, sorry, I don't know why that started playing again. Anyway, so that's You by Tate McRae and Troye Sivan, and I feel like not a lot of people know that one exists, although I do like it. I don't know. It was very of the time again. I don't know if I'd listen to it again now, but... Well, I just did, but, you know, I'm not like... You know what I mean. Okay. Okay. You know what? I kind of want to change the theme a little bit. I want to change this. We played some more dancey tunes. Well, there are some that I could play. Let's play Tkan. T-K-N. This is by Rosalia and Travis Scott. And it is clean, actually, surprisingly. In English, okay? I don't know. I actually have no idea, you know. But this is that song. This was an interesting collaboration when it happened a few years ago. But I think I like Rosalia's other stuff. But here it is.
Cosa de familia no la tiene que escuchar. Lo capo con lo capo y yo soy la mamá. Los secretos solo con quien puedas confiar. Más te vale no romper la muerta. Hay niveles para todo en esta vía. No jodemos con personas desconocidas. Ni un amigo nuevo, ni una haría. Ni un amigo nuevo, ni una haría.
Tkan, tkan, tkan.
Ni un amigo nuevo, ni una haría.
Tkan.
Ni un amigo nuevo, ni una haría. Zoom en la cara, Gaspar Noé. Tono dispara, la vacía. Vivía, vivía, Dolce Vita. Mi mandita duro, dinamita. Chevita, mi mando está duro, dinamita.
Leche con azúcar, ella tiene medida brazuca. Esa mami es una G.
She got hips, I got a grip for a lot of. Have more, I know it's sweet, I like that.
Straight up,
I got word that is wet, well, let's drown. Toot it up, back it up, slap it down. Don't say a word of what you heard from when I came around. You get it fresh, you get this work right when you come in town. Need you right here. Know you the queen of giving ideas. Know my new friends don't bring the hype here. Know you got problems, but it's not fair.
Cosa de familia no la tiene que escuchar. Los capos con los capos y yo soy la mamá. Los secretos solo con quien pueda confiar.
Más te vale no romper la muerta.
Tkan, tkan.
Ni un amigo nuevo, ni una haría.
La Rosalía. Ni un amigo nuevo, ni una haría.
Cool. So I liked that song, but it's sort of, I don't really have a theme again. I don't really do themes on the show, but this is another song that is sort of dancey. This is Used to Know Me by Charlie XCX.
You used to know me, now you don't. You had me round your finger. You had me on the floor. I used to be your angel. Now I'm walking out your door. You say I'm turning evil. I'll say I'm finally pure. Shine bright in my reflection. Think I lost myself before.
Help me back, tie me up inside a cage.
Recently, I've been thinking about Crash, and I actually do like Crash, which is maybe an unpopular opinion to say. Maybe, I'm not entirely sure, but I do like it. I know that Brat is objectively, I think it's better, and I know that she's been open about the fact that she felt like she was forced to make Crash, but I do like Crash, actually. I do like some of it. It's very NPC in some ways, and I know that is a turnoff for some people, but, you know, I like it. I think it's good, okay? Sorry, but, you know, anyway, I think what I'm trying to say is, it doesn't have to be like, listen, okay, I don't know, point is, it was a good song, I liked Used to Know Me, but I know that not everyone loves Crash because of the environment it was made in and stuff, so, anyway, all good. So, anyway, there's another song that went viral, probably like 2022 or 3, and it's by Peggy Go. I think that's how you say your name, G-O-U. I should probably look these up before I do these, but, and this is a pretty well-known song, and it went viral on TikTok too, so you probably recognize it when it starts playing. So she has some other songs that I like. I've played some before, but this song I really like. So let's... I hope you enjoyed that song. I like it. I think it's a good song, and I even though it's TikTok famous, and I know that we can sometimes discount TikTok famous songs, I think this is a pretty good one. And she makes some good stuff. She has one that's Korean language that I really liked. That was something that, you know. Anyway, all good. Okay. All right. So we're about, we have 20 minutes left in this episode, and I want to stop playing TikTok songs, so let's not do that anymore. Okay, sorry. Oy. All right, so there's some higher energy songs maybe I could play. I don't know if I want to play those exactly, but 10% by Catronata I feel like is a good one, so... this features Kali Uchis, which I do like Kali Uchis. I think she's a very talented artist. Yeah, here we go. Yay. Okay, so now that we're playing Kali Uchis, let's change it to songs featuring Latin artists that I like. And I have to start with Bad Bunny. I know. I'm switching it a little bit because of finals and things like that. So let's play this song. This is from Bad Bunny, and I really like this song. This came out a few years ago, and... to be honest, I have no idea what he's saying, but it sounds good, so whatever.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Ay. En la guagua se queda el olor de tu perfume.
Tú eres una bellaca, soy un bellaco, esto es lo que nos une. Ella sabe que está buenota y no la presumen. Si yo fuera tu gato, subiera una foto los viernes y los lunes.
Pa' que todo el mundo vea lo rica que tú estás, que tú estás. Contigo tengo que apretar. Y en la calle ando suelto, pero por ti me quito. Si tú me lo pides, yo me porto bonito. Y subo un selfie pa' que vean lo rica que tú estás, que tú estás. Las otras tienen que apretar. En la calle ando suelto, pero por ti me quito. Si tú me lo pides, yo me porto bonito.
Ay, ay, tú no eres bebecita, tú eres bebesota. Friquita una más, se te nota. Le gustan los cuando está en la nota. Si el novio no sirve, de una lo bota. Ay, wow, mami, dime dónde agarras un mes. Sé que te dejaste hace un mes. Y de una despecho me zumbé. Si quieres te hago un bebé, te traigo las plan B. Uf. Mami, qué rica tú te ves. Pa' los 2000 escucha RBD. Y ahora quiere perreo toda la noche en la pared. Te echa si no se ve.
Mami, tú eres élite.
Callando suelto, pero por ti me quito. Si tú me lo pides, yo me porto bonito.
Oh,
Yay, we're almost done. So tomorrow I'm going to be going on a little solo trip, which is kind of, well, we'll see. I'm going to be taking a Spirit Airlines flight for a really, really long time. But then eventually I'll arrive at midnight at my destination, and I'm going to go to an island national park, which will be fun. Among other things, I'm going to go to an art museum, etc., etc. You know, basic stuff, okay? I have friends who live in LA, so they've given me some recommendations for things, which will be very fun. And then right after that, I'm pretty much done with school, and then I have to go to my internship, which will be also exciting, but work-life balance is not going to be great where I'm working, so I just have that in mind. But I think I'm excited for summer, and I've read so many books this year. Like, it's really, it's a miracle. I don't know what got me into such a long reading phase. I've been on and off with reading my whole life. Right now I'm reading. So last week I read Blob, and the premise behind Blob is, by the way, we're done with music for the most part. I might play one more, but the premise of, oh my God, I think there's like a rotting vegetable in here or something. Something smells so bad. Is it this? Oh my God. No, actually, this is plastic. I thought this was a real pumpkin. It's not. Just kidding, you guys. I don't know where it is. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway. What was I saying? Right. So I read Blob last week, and so the premise of Blob is it's this kind of insufferable girl who's kind of a hot mess. The book is very written in a very terse, straightforward language, which I don't really love. It's not very eloquent. It's very modern in the sense that cuts away at anything eloquent and figurative and flowy and just gets straight to the point. And I don't really like how modern books do that. It is very, some people criticize it as like a symptom of a literary crisis, like a literacy crisis, sorry. Anyway, I'm not going to get philosophical about that. But so I read Blob, and so basically this girl, she goes to a drag show at a gay bar in some small town and finds this blob in the back, and the blob becomes her ideal dream boyfriend who she wants. But I think hidden beneath this very weirdly entertaining story that I would never have picked up if it hadn't been for some strong reviews from some publications, is a story or an argument about race and body. I think that's very interesting and to dissect. The main character is half Taiwanese, half white, and there's a lot of interesting themes in that, but you have to really know what you're looking for when you read it, because it is kind of subversive. Otherwise, you just get a nice, fun story out of it. But if you really think about what she's trying to say, I think that it's not only, it's agreeable, but it's part of it is like, it's pessimistic, but also optimistic. It's like both. It's a double-sided thing, what she's trying to say. But I don't know. It was interesting. And specifically race and body in the context of relationships and dating and finding new people and stuff. Okay, anyway, so that's that. And now I'm reading, that was pretty good. Now I'm reading My Year of Rest and Relaxation. Notorious, like, you know, like the post, the meme that's like, yes, I'm a man. Yes, I drink matcha. It's like that, but in book form. So this is like, everybody in Bushwick is holding this up at the coffee shop, making sure that everyone else knows they're reading it. And I'm about, well, I read a lot of it actually on the mall today. I'm on page 34. Okay, so I didn't read that much. And yeah, it's not bad so far. It's maybe not, it's good. I mean, I like her writing style, but we'll see. I don't know. It's interesting. Okay. Anyway, that one is definitely a more dense book to dissect, and I have a friend who liked Eileen, but she said that one is even more intense in the sense that the narrator is just actually insane. So, anyway, that's that. And then a professor gave me a book called, drumroll. Okay, I don't have anything. Wait. Okay, that was really underwhelming. Okay, you know what, whatever. It's in my bag. It's called The Laws of Cool. He's actually a global literature professor, and I'm working on a personal project with software. I'm hosting a website. It'll be interesting. But that software or that site will host artworks and stuff from students, and we have some interesting stuff already. So he gave me this book. It's very dense. It's incredibly dense, but It's like one of those really dense textbooks on like sociology and whatever. But this is, he studies like information culture. So like what's cool, what determines what is cool, how does this kind of information spread and stuff. And especially in the context of the internet, even though it is a little old, it is interesting so far. So those are points that I think would take a really long time to dissect and things. So let's play one last song and then we can call it quits. And now I have a Notion document. I have a Notion document with stuff in it that with like digital stuff I want to read. So that's really long and verbose. So yeah. Okay. All right. I'm gonna play one more song, and we'll get into it. Hold on, Callie. What was it? Oh. All right, this is from Kaliochis. Just kidding, that was an ad. So this came out from her album, I think, a year ago, and I really like the song, but it can be a little long, so...